Since its founding in 1992, the Martin Luther King Chorale has been the musical heart and soul of the city's annual commemoration ceremony. Performer, arranger, composer, and conductor Steve Malloy is the director of the MLK Chorale, and he's here with me in the studio. Welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you, Anne.
Tell us a little bit about the chorale and who are the singers.
Well, the chorale, as you said, was founded in 1992 by Catherine Roma and Reverend Todd O'Neill. We basically sing music that celebrates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, spirituals, gospels, and any other popular songs that reflect his message of peace, brotherhood, and unity. The singers are all, right now, I guess we're about 60 strong, all non-audition, all volunteer. So if anybody wants to come and sing, well, don't come now because it's too late. But we start rehearsals in October, and all you have to do is just show up on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights where?
At First United Church of Christ.
Is it in Cincinnati?
It is in Cincinnati. I'm directionally challenged. I've only been here 14 years,
okay.
And I still get lost.
As you noted, the founders were Dr. Catherine Roma and Bishop Todd O'Neill. When did you take over the directorship?
I took over in 2012, right after the World Choir Games.
What was it like passing the mantle to you?
I had been singing in the chorale for 2 years prior, and of course also writing and arranging for the chorale during that time. So it wasn't as challenging as I thought it would be. But at the same time, when you're in front of a lot of singers, some who read music, some who don't read music, some who've sung in choir, some who've never sung in choir, that was a challenge that I was not used to. But it turned out to be a joyful challenge.
What are some of the new kinds of music that you've introduced in the now going on 4 years that you've been director?
Well, I'll tell you about the pieces this year. One, we're singing James Taylor's Shed a Little Light in a wonderful arrangement. And we have a great soloist for that whose name escapes me right now. We're doing a piece from Alan Toussaint, the New Orleans jazz pianist who just recently passed away, called Yes, We Can. A lot of people out there may know the Pointer Sisters version from the 1970s. And we're also doing Glory, which was used in the closing credits from the film Selma by John Legend and Common. This will be our second time performing it. The first time we performed it, there was a kind of a choir all sing during the All-Star Game Week. And I think it got more applause for the rapper than it did for the choir.
I remember that.
Yes.
That's what you're doing this year.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you've done with the choir that you think have stretched them a little bit?
Last year, we sang with the CCM Chorale and the CCM Brass under the direction of Dr. Brett Scott in Dave Brubeck's The Gates of Justice, which is this monumental work which actually debuted in Cincinnati in the late 60s, I think at a temple here. And it was a bear for us. There are some lovely choral movements. There are some very striking jazz chords that really take a lot of work to tune. And there are some very dissonant chords that the choir was not used to. That took some work.
Well, this is a musical group that is about much more than just the singing. And it's about carrying forth Dr. King's message and Dr. King's commitment to the civil rights of everyone. How does that come through in rehearsal? And in terms of the commitment you see from your members, how does that come across?
Well, we spread our message through song. Every time I select a piece, I select it because of the message that it conveys. And there are times that I have to convince the choir that this is why we're singing this song. I was not at a rehearsal one night I had to miss, and I gave it to my very capable assistant director, Lois Chagog. They were singing Shed a Little Light. And there is this line, when I open my eyes, I want to drink my fill from the well on the hill. And people were like, well, what is he talking about? And then some choir member, I guess, said something about Jack and Jill went up the hill and this is coming back to me. And I'm going, they don't understand that this is the spiritual well on the hill. Because the lines before that say, can't get no light from the dollar bill, can't get no light from the TV screen. When I open my eyes, I want to drink my fill from the well on hill. It's trying to find that spiritual awakening, that spiritual nourishment. You're not going to get it from money. You're rarely going to get it from watching TV. I want to go to a higher place and drink of the spirituality that is pure and clear. and I want to spread that water, that nourishment to everyone. So these are the types of messages we would convey. And we also, during rehearsal times, we'll take some breaks, talk about the world's issues and our own personal issues and how they reflect in our music and in our group. I hope that when people leave rehearsal, they feel refreshed, renewed, and in their personal lives go out and spread the message of brotherhood and we're all in this together.
Do you perform any other times during the year, or is it just for the MLK commemoration?
It depends on the year. Last year when we did the Gates of Justice, which went beyond MLK Day, I think we sang that in March or April of last year. That was a stretch for us. I think we went from about 60 performing members to about 35 for that. And so it all depends on how many people I have, how many people I can get. It depends on how much notice I get. And we've had discussions about, do we want to rehearse year round or do we want to take pickup gigs when we can? And we have done that. But I try to get us to perform more than Martin Luther King Day. But usually right now, especially with my schedule, as you know, I am a master's student at CCM. And I also have a church job, and I also arrange for many other choirs. So I try to keep that down to a minimum, but that will all change once I graduate in May.
Well, you're known as such an outstanding arranger of everything from gospel to rock and soul, and I can testify, having sung many of your arrangements, they're just outstanding. But when you arrange for your own choir, for this particular choir, what kind of challenges do you have?
I try to keep it in smaller ranges. Our choir varies in age from early 20s up through people in their 70s and 80s. So I have to think that it has to be something that we all can sing. I used to simplify the rhythms. I don't so much anymore. What I do is I'll teach them the rhythms. And I found this in most choirs. The choirs will start to simplify the rhythms themselves. Kind of group consensus that goes, okay, we're not going to sing it this way, we're going to sing it this way, and I just kind of let it go. If that's the way they feel it, and that's the way they can express it, that's wonderful.
Is there any one song that you've performed or conducted or arranged during your tenure with the MLK Chorale that seems to embody Dr. King's spirit?
There are two, actually. One that I really love and one that the choir really loves. I did an arrangement of We Shall Not Be Moved. Originally, I had done it for three parts, soprano, alto, men, and piano, and then I made it an a cappella version. So it was something that we could sing in run-out gigs wherever we were. All I'd have to do is give a pitch, and we'd sing. And it's really simple, and they do it really, really well, and it's very musical, and it's very moving. Last year, I introduced an arrangement by an arranger-composer by the name of Roger Emerson. For those of you in the educational and the church markets, you'll probably know that name. His arrangement of Kumbaya, and the choir simply loved it. It was just very moving and haunting, and there are some nice, easy cluster chords that the chorus really took to, and I took a lot of time in tuning them. And then when they got them right, they were like, ooh, can we do that again? Can we do that again?
Well, thank you so much for being with me today. My guest has been Steve Malloy, the director of the Martin Luther King Chorale. They perform at the annual Martin Luther King Commemoration Program at Music Hall, Monday, January the 18th at noon. You can find out more by going to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
One day, when the glory comes.